This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Sean Bellette. Today on the program, we're focusing on the local legend, the Skyview Drive-In. It is in its 71st year of operation, one of four originally operating drive-ins on historic Route 66 in the entire country, and it's the only one in Illinois. The current caretakers, the Pastorvich family, have been with the drive-in for 5 years, and the staff has accumulated 120 years with the company. The Skyview continues to bring in fans from the local area and that range of 1 to 3 hours away every weekend. It's no surprise to find someone on a Route 66 holiday, as the British friends would say. Once a month or so, you might see that. Showing movies, both new and old, with great food to boot, the Skyview continues to operate until October 16th. The Skyview is looking to upgrade some of the grounds while still in keeping with the historic style and theme. The ticket booth needs a rebuild. The landscaping needs updating. And to help with some of the needs, the Route 66 Scenic Byway provided a $1,000 grant to help paint the screen. That typically is a $5,000 job. You need special paint to make the screen easier to view today's films, with all of the CGI effects, what have you, and digital projection. I talked to Mindy Pastorvich, and again, the Pastorviches have made no secret that the Skyview Drive-In is up for sale, and the real estate sign is out front. Late last season, they decided to continue into this year, and she says they're doing well as far as numbers after COVID, but feel it's still time to move on.
Oh, definitely. We see a crowd every weekend. Fast and the Furious was good for us. We really enjoyed it. We have a great crowd. People come out for the movie, but they also come out for the atmosphere. They love being able to get out of the house, but still stay a little social distance. But yet, if they want to bring their family and just have their own three square spaces of their own space, they can. So we kind of offer more than just a movie. We've got good food. We've got good atmosphere. We almost always have good weather, and we play rain or shine. So we have people come from all over to see us this weekend. I was in the back row, and my husband had come out to sit next to me, and I saw somebody at the gate, and then we saw somebody come around the gate. And I was like, what is going on? No, nobody was sneaking in. My father-in-law, Mike, who is part owner and runs the drive-in with us, had gone out. They had somebody at the gate that had driven all the way from Chicago for the movie. And they were running a little behind, so they almost didn't get to see it. But we let them in, and we took good care of them. Our family's doing quite well. The drive-in is doing quite well. We're really enjoying it. But between Nick and I, we do have 5 different businesses at any one given time that we work full-time for. And you just reach a point where you can only spread yourself so thin. And after being off for COVID and after being off 4 to 5 months after the accident and still having some issues with that leg healing, we just decided that it was time to shift our direction and focus more on our family and on some of the things we wanted to do while we were around this lifetime.
And Pastorvich stresses they're looking for a caretaker, not a buyer.
Yeah, definitely. The Litchfield Skyview Drive-In is such a wonderful piece of history. Just in its Route 66 Hall of Fame position alone. And that was why we did the video. We wanted folks to see that this place needs somebody that can give it some extra care, some extra love, keep it alive, and we felt like, between the two of us, the four of us, with all the things we had going, that it's not doing it justice. Somebody could come in with more time than we have or more financial backing than we have and do so many different wonderful things with it that we just don't have the time for. And we'd like to see it stay. We'd like to see it be furthered. We'd like to see somebody, you know, take it to where it can be visited by Route 66 people that drive through town. Because there are 10 to 20 people that stop during the week alone. And if there was some sort of a putt-putt golf or any little to-do thing, it would also then be an attraction for families during the week, too. It is a small venue that could be so much bigger if somebody wanted to work with it.
And Mindy Pastorvich talks about the planned improvements, including that screen painting we mentioned at the top of the program.
You are correct. There were a list of things that we wanted to do before we sold it. Number one is to get the screen repainted with the paint that will show the best picture. And we are actually in talks now with Sherwin-Williams. They are talking about helping us out with that as well. So as soon as we have all those final details, we'll let you know. But we are definitely keeping the place going and keeping it up and enjoying it thoroughly. We changed movie bookers this year. We now have somebody that will work with us on new movies and give us better percentages on those things. We are switching to a 2-weekend staff rotation. So where our staff that have been there, like I said, they hold over 110 years between them. We're going to split it up so they can work 2 weekends a month instead of 4, and we'll hire on more staff. That way, whoever does take it over can run that with a little bit more ease and maybe not as many hands-on as what Nick and I had to do. And we're getting ready to set that up.
Pastorvich notes they're looking for reinforcements this weekend as they continue to build a staff, not just for now, but the future.
So this Sunday, the 11th of July, we are going to host a interview from 2 to 4 p.m. You can come out to the Skyview Drive-In. We're looking for some new people in our snack bar to work two weekends a month. And we're also looking for 2 volunteers to work our lot as well. Anybody who works with us as staff or any of our volunteers, they do receive free popcorn, free soda, and they get half-price food as well as free movies. So we'd love to have you. If you're interested in being a part of the Skyview team, part of us setting it up for the next buyer, the next caretaker, is making sure that they've got a well-rounded staff that loves the hours they're working and can work for them too.
Pastorvich says the experience has grown her appreciation for the Mother Road, Route 66.
It's definitely been a wonderful experience. When we started out, we had no clue how important the Route 66 story was. We grew up here in Litchfield. It was always in our backyard, but it was never something we talked about, not in school or anything. So being able to bring that to life for the community has been amazing, too. It's been a blessing to meet all of these Route 66 people, and we have met so many wonderful people and learned so many wonderful things about this great road and about our history, and we like sharing that with people. So we get to hear the stories, but we also get to tell the stories too. And so that's been kind of a big part of the experience for us. And we're looking for somebody that's willing to do the same.
The Skyview has played a crucial role during this historic time, hosting COVID vaccine clinics and also serving as a venue for high school plays and musicals, Carlinville, Lincolnwood, and Litchfield, among schools that have been able to salvage their plays. They weren't allowed to have an audience at their auditoriums, but they were able to show their performances on the screen at the Skyview. It's been a great memory.
Oh, yeah. Being able to see yourself on that screen 35 feet tall, it's a major experience. We've even had some receptions here this past year where brides have brought videos and their family to watch them. Being a part of the experience for the high schoolers has been super amazing, and I really hope that the students that we've been able to show that for and be a part of that experience for them take that and maybe do something special with it. Hopefully that experience is something that'll further them on in the future too. I would say that graduation last year was, even though not one of our kids, it was still a pretty magical experience for everybody. And all of the board members, teachers, and the parents that we talked to as well really appreciated being able to hear more about each student. Because with the video, they weren't just walking across the stage with their name called. They got to answer a few questions, talk about what they're going to do, and it was really nice to learn about them too. So it afforded a little bit more than just a special saving opportunity. We got to know them a little more too. And watching the plays for Litchfield, Carlinville, Lincolnwood, since we were so involved when Alex was in Litchfield, that's something that's always been special to our hearts. So for us, that's just something that, it's one of those things that you can help out, so you do. There's so many times in life where things are going on and you can't help. You know what I'm saying there? It feels good to actually be able to help somebody when nothing can be helped.
We thank you for joining us for another edition of Around Montgomery County. I'll see you next weekend for Forum. Sean Bellent saying so long. Until then.